This is HPR episode 1863 entitled, The Awesomely Epic Guide to KDE Part 2. It is hosted by Gebs and is about 22 minutes long. The summary is, The Awesomely Epic Guide to KDE Part 2.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello again, this is Geddes with part 2 of the tutorial, The Awesomely Epic Guide to KDE. Upgraded Launch Menu. You may want to look into replacing the default launch menu entirely. If you open the Add Widgets view, for instance, and search for menus, you'll see several results. Our current favourite is called Application Launcher, QML. It provides the same kind of functionality as the default menu, but has a cleaner interface after you've enlarged the initial window. But if we're being honest, we don't use the launcher that much. We prefer to do most launching through KRunner, which is the seemingly simple requester that appears when you hold Alt F2. KRunner is better than the default launcher because you can type this shortcut from anywhere, regardless of which applications are running or where your mouse is located. When you start to type the name of the application you want to run in KRunner, you'll see the results filtered in real time beneath the entry field. Press Enter to launch the top choice. KRunner is capable of so much more. You can type in calculations like equal SIN left bracket 90 right bracket, for example, and see the result in real time. You can search Google with GG colon or Wikipedia with WP colon, followed by the search terms, and add many other operations through installable modules. To make best use of this awesome KDE feature, make sure you've got the Plasma add-ons package installed and search for Runner on your distributions package manager. When you next launch KRunner and click on the tool icon to the left of the search bar, you'll see a wide variety of plugins that can do all kinds of things with the text you type in. In classic KDE style, many don't include instructions on how to use them, so here's our breakdown of the most useful things you can do with KRunner. The 11 most useful KRunner commands. 1. Kill. Left angle bracket. Process. Right angle bracket. Terminate the selected process. 2. Hash. Left angle bracket. Command. Open the man page for a command. 3. Left angle bracket. Argument. Right angle bracket. Open a website or app or document. 4. File colon forward slash. Launch Dolphin on the root directory. 5. SMB colon forward slash left angle bracket share right angle bracket. Open a Samba share in Dolphin. 6. SFTP colon forward slash left angle bracket SSH space site right angle bracket. Open an SFTP folder in Dolphin. 7. VNC colon forward slash left angle bracket server colon 1 right angle bracket. Access a remote desktop. 8. Desktop space 2. Switch to desktop 2. 9. Window space left angle bracket app right angle bracket List and switch between windows. 10. Left angle bracket, name, @ server, right angle bracket. Send an email to a name server. 11. Equals, solve, left bracket, x minus 20 equals 9, right bracket. Solve equations plus many other functions. File management. File management may not be the most exciting subject in Linux, but it is one we all seem to spend a lot of time doing. Whether that's moving a download into a better folder or copying photos from a camera, the old file manager Conqueror was one of the best reasons for using KDE in the first place. And while Conqueror has been superseded by Dolphin in KDE 4, it's still knocking around, even if it's been labelled a web browser. If you open Conqueror and enter the URL as file:// it turns back into the file manager of old with many of its best features intact. You can click on the lower status bar, for example, and split the view vertically or horizontally into other views. You can fill the view with proportionately sized blocks by selecting Preview File Size View from the right-click menu and preview many other file types without ever leaving Conqueror. Mageia uses a double click for most options, whereas we prefer a single click. This can be changed from the System Settings panel by opening Input Devices, clicking on Mouse and enabling single click to open files and folders. If you've become used to Apple's reverse scroll, you'll also find an option here to reverse the scroll direction on Linux. Conqueror is a great application, but it hasn't been the focus of KDE development for a considerable period of time. Dolphin has replaced it, and while this is a much simplified file manager, it does inherit some of Conqueror's best features. You can still split the view, for instance, albeit only once, and only horizontally from the toolbar. You can also view lots of metadata. Select the Details view and right-click on the column headings for the files, and you can add columns that list the word counts in text files, or an image's size and orientation, or the artist's title and duration of an audio file, all from within the contents of the data. This is KDE's Semantic Desktop in action, and it's been growing in functionality for the last couple of years. Apple's OS X, for example, has only just started pushing its ability to tag files and applications. We've been able to do this from KDE for a long time. We don't know any other desktop that comes close to providing that level of control. Window management. KDE has a comprehensive set of window functions as well as graphical effects. They're all part of the Window Manager KWing, rather than the desktop, which is what we've been dealing with so far. It's the window manager's job to handle the positioning, moving and rendering of your windows, which is why they can be replaced without switching the whole desktop. You might want to try KWin on the Razer QT desktop, for example, to get the best of both the minimal environment Razer QT offers and the power of KDE's window manager. The easiest way to get to KWin's configuration settings is to right-click on the title bar of any window. This is usually the most visible element of any window manager, and select Window Manager Settings from the More Actions menu. The Task Switcher is the tool that appears when you press Alt plus Tab, and continually pressing those two keys will switch between all running applications on the current desktop. You can also use cursor keys to move left and right through the list. These settings are mostly sensibly configured, but you may want to include all other desktops in the Filter Windows By section, as that would allow you to quickly switch to applications running on other desktops. We also like the cover switch visualization rather than the thumbnails view, and you can even configure the perceived distance of the windows by clicking on the toolbar icon. The next page on the Window Manager Control module handles what happens at the edges of your screen. At the very least, we prefer to enable Switch Desktop on Edge by selecting Only When Moving Windows from the drop-down list. This means that when you drag a window to one edge, the virtual desktop will switch beneath, effectively dragging the window onto a new virtual desktop. The great thing about enabling this only for dragged windows is that it doesn't interfere with KDE's fantastic window snapping feature. When you drag a window close to the left or right edge, for instance, KDE displays a ghosted window where your window will snap to if you release the mouse. This is a great way of turning KDE into a tiling window manager where you can easily have two windows split down the middle of the screen area. Moving a window into any of the corners will also give you the ability to neatly arrange your windows to occupy a quarter of the screen, which is ideal for large displays. We also enable a mode similar to Mission Control on OS X when the cursor is in the region of the top left corner of the screen. On the screen edge layout, click on the dot in the top right of the screen, or any other point you'd prefer, and select Desktop Grid from the drop-down menu that appears. Now when you move to the top right of your display, you'll get an overview of all your virtual desktops, any of which can be chosen with a click. Two pages down in the configuration module, there's a page called Focus. This is an old idea, where you can change whether a window becomes active when you click on it, or when you roll your mouse cursor over it. KDE adds another twist to this by providing a slider that progresses from click to a strict hover policy, where the window under the cursor always becomes active. We prefer to use one of the middle options, Focus Follows Mouse, as this chooses the most obvious window to activate for us without making too many mistakes, and it means we seldom click to focus. We also reduce the focus delay by 200 milliseconds, but this will depend on how you feel about the feature after using it for a while. KDE has so many features, many of which only come to light when you start to use the desktop. It really is a case of developers often adding things and then telling no one. But we feel KDE is worth the effort, and unlike other desktops, is unlikely to change too much in the transition from 4.x to 5. That means the time you spend learning how to use KDE now is an investment. Dive in! To round up this article on KDE, a word about visual effects. There's a wide variety of visual effects in KDE, all of which can be enabled from the Desktop Effects section of the Window Manager Settings dialog. For many of them to work, however, you'll need to be using the OpenGL compositing type. This is dependent on your graphics hardware. Although most devices now offer accelerated OpenGL, the option can be selected from the Advanced page of the Desktop Effects Configuration panel. If you run 3D games or other 3D full-screen applications, you should also enable the Suspend Desktop Effects for Full-Screen Windows option to maximize performance. Here's a selection of our favorite desktop effects, some of which have a functional reason to exist. Our first effect is translucency. This is where the window you're dragging becomes partly translucent. Options can be used to adjust for any kind of window and element. 2. Magic lamp. When minimizing or maximizing windows, the window will stretch and zoom into the toolbar. It's useful for checking up on your minimized apps. 3. Dim inactive. Windows that aren't currently active will go slightly dimmer. We prefer to lessen this effect to a strength of 5 from the Tools page. 4. Zoom. Hold down the System Meta key, usually the Windows one, and press plus or minus to zoom the desktop around the cursor. 5. Present Windows. This effect works in a similar way to Apple's Expose. Press Ctrl plus F10 to display thumbnails of all running desktop applications. And lastly, wobbly windows. Okay, there's no functional reason to enable this other than the endorphin release by contentment. Use the options to change the amount. And that's the end of the awesomely epic guide to KDE. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.